Association.
All right, we're back. Good morning. Coming up on 920. Still got the clouds, 57 degrees. Well, time for our Wednesday tradition. So you're out in the garden and you come back in and the next day you're going, ooh, I'm not feeling too good. Aches and pains while gardening. Well, we got Rizzy from OSPTI on the phone with us this morning. Going to give us some tips how we can avoid this stuff. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
What can you help us with as far as our gardening aches and pains here?
Yeah, I've been seeing the place is busy and everyone talking about gardening. So just tips for today, basically taking like a 10-minute or like a warm-up. Get a walk in. Walking at a quick pace can help stretch your spine and limbs to get ready for gardening, help increase that circulation, just get movement going. Also, change positions often. And so kind of be aware of how your body feels as you work, paying attention to those details. If your body starts to ache, take a breather. Stretch that body part in the opposite direction that you are in. So, for example, if you're bending forward, try to stand up and do some back bends where you're going backwards into extension. Using a garden cart or a wheelbarrow to help move heavy materials. Use your resources. Try not to do it yourself. Sometimes after being bent over for so long and you try to pick something up, that might be where your back tweaks or you go into a spasm. And so help use what you can. Also, using your resources, use knee pads or gardening pad. Yes, it takes a little bit to move, but your knees are going to thank you later on in the day, especially versus being on like concrete or on that dirt. So try to use those knee pads and adjust as you need to. Also kind of avoid the keeping a good posture. So if you are pulling weeds, make sure you bend your knees. Tighten your abdominal muscles, so engage. Feel like someone's punching you in the gut. And then try to keep your back straight as you pull, like picking those weeds. Try to avoid any twisting through the spine or the knees. Instead, move your feet or pivot, so turning on your toes, rotating that way. And then make sure you take lots of breaks. You know, take your time. If you only get half of the garden done, then take a breather, but then sit down for a little bit, but then make sure you're also moving afterwards. Don't just go and sit and watch maybe 2 or 3 hours of shows or movies. Make sure to get up and move afterwards. That will lessen the soreness the next day or into the evening.
Boy, you call me right out into the sunlight on that, because that's usually what I'm doing. I'll work around like that and then go sit for about 3 hours and go, why do I got the aches and pains? Well, now I kind of know. Good stuff, Rizzy. So if people want to know more, some tips for avoiding the gardening aches and pains, what is your number at OSPTI?
641-7725. And then also check out our Facebook pages and our website, too, as well.
Rizzy, have a great rest of the week. Okay, we'll talk next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
That is Rizzy at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight.